Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 33, Johannesburg, Emalahleni and Polokwane 31, Mombela 32 degrees. MK party leader Jacob Zuma's daughter, Duduzile Zuma Sambudla, is set to appear before the Durban Magistrates Court today on charges relating to the July 2021 unrest. It's alleged that she was one of the instigators of the unrest with her social media posts. Over 300 people died. The financial damage was estimated at around 50 billion rand. Here's the Umkhonto West Sizwe Party's eThekwini Regional Coordinator, Jabani Letuli.
We have mobilized all our ground forces to come and support her so that she will know that she is not alone. And the leadership, the National High Command, the President is coming to also support Commander Duduzile Zuma.
Members of the Asset Forfeiture Units and the Hawks have seized and attached properties of 15 individuals in Roodepoort, Randburg, Krugersdorp and Pretoria. They are alleged to have committed fraud and theft amounting to 157 million rand from Nedbank during the period July 2018 and January 2023.
Two former employees of Nedbank, Nicolette de Villiers and Gitumeti Matimbi, are alleged to have unlawfully transferred funds held in Nedbank's suspense account to various accounts of those acquainted to them, to the alleged prejudice of both Nedbank and the legitimate victims of fraud.
That's the National Prosecuting Authority spokesperson, Indim John Dwane. It's D-Day for the National Electricity Regulator of South Africa to proclaim whether the proposed Eskom tariff will be given a thumbs up or not. The regulator will announce the power utility's sixth multi-year price determination for the three financial years. The utility requested NERSA increase electricity prices by 36% this year. Yet some South Africans, however, say they simply cannot afford the exorbitant electricity tariffs.
People's salaries are not going up at the rate that Eskom is putting the price hikes up. Government workers are only getting 5%. Increased unions are asking for 6%, and Eskom is asking for 36.15%. So it's just not possible for people to be able to pay this kind of percentage.
On to news making international headlines. The United States has ordered a non-emergency staff to leave the Democratic Republic of Congo after Rwandan-backed fighters entered a key eastern city, leading to angry protesters to attack the Western embassies. It's also threatened advice, or it's also reiterated advice for Americans not to travel to the country. The State Department confirmed yesterday that violent protests has broken out near multiple U.S. government facilities. And finally, Japanese authorities have asked 1.2 million people to cut back on showers and laundry to prevent leaking sewage, aggravating an operation to rescue a truck driver in a sinkhole. The hole suddenly opened up in Yoshio during the morning rush hour on Tuesday, swallowing the lorry. Rescue efforts have been severely hampered by unstable ground around the hole and a second larger hole that's appearing. I'm Chanel September, back with Mornings in Afrikaans at 11.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why I have his clothes when missing my body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation.